So, if that's it, no more questions, then I'd like to ask you to make yourselves comfortable. Feet flat on the floor if you can. And close your eyes. And as always, just begin by taking a long, slow, deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just allow your body to respond to the movement and the flow of your breath. Breathing in, breathing out, and letting go. Being aware of your body, being aware of the tensions that you can simply release with each out breath. Breathing gently with a beautiful natural rhythm that's not forced, in and out. Breathing in vitality. Breathing out the stress from those muscles as you allow them to become reoxygenated, renewed, filled with light. In and out. Just breathe. Allow yourself, with each in breath and out breath, to expand your consciousness to become aware of your surroundings and beyond the confines of the room that you are in. Just allow yourself to connect with the natural world outside of your living space. Moving out, breathing in, connecting with the trees, with the plants, with the earth, with the grass. Breathe it in. And with each out breath, you expand your senses and your beingness a little further. Amazing what you can connect with just with your breathing. And expand so that your field and your awareness now encompasses the insect. Within the soil, those that are hibernating, awaiting spring, or awaiting just their awakening from dormancy. The birds and the perfection of the ecosystem that in its own natural way maintains a state and status of harmony. And balance. Breathing in and out, expanding your awareness further. So that you become aware of the air reaching up to the sky and deep into the earth. That you become aware of the natural kingdom of the rocks. As living sentient beings, they simply vibrate at a rate that is slower than your moving life. The birds that take wing, the animals within the fields that roam the plains, the forests, living in the trees. And in the undergrowth. Wow, there is so much life, so much movement. And do you feel a faint quickening within your own body as your being begins to align with that movement of life, even if we have been artificially constrained as a consequence of external narratives? Our being is aligned with this constant movement, interchange, exchange of information, breathing in, out, and expanding further, so that your consciousness becomes the oceans. Exploring and experiencing the incredible diversity of life within the living waters, within the rivers, that explode into being on the tops of mountains and watersheds, making their way down to the great, grand oceanic bodies, and all of the life that it meets along the way. Nature speaks in her own language of frequency, the purity of that vibration that emanates from the source, travels throughout unspoiled natural worlds, sharing its light and its life and its information with everything that it encounters, including you. You are all of that. Be aware of how the atoms, molecules within your body stretch and expand just through this one simple exercise of connecting your consciousness to the field of creation. Breathing in and out, you expand even further, deeper within the earth, through the molten core, all the way down through layers of moving rock. Rock that seems as if it's alive with its own agenda, its own consciousness, and then out, expanding to include and incorporate the sun and the solar bodies. You're aware of the carbon in your being responding to the connection with the stars, with the sun. For this is the source of the components that make up your physical form. Being aware of the electromagnetic field of the earth and its natural rhythm in relationship to the sun, how the field opens as it weakens and produces cracks in order to allow in the new energies pouring in from the sun and beyond the sun from deeper within the cosmic environment, beyond. Just breathe. You are all that. Your electromagnetic field, your own personal field, responds in a similar way to that of the earth. And connected to all that is, you now sense and feel activity within the body of the sun. as it is activated by the presence and the movement of the planets in relationship to it, slightly shifting its magnetic orientations and fields, stimulating the flow of charge and particles from the sun in the direction not only of the Earth, but of all of the other solar bodies. It distributes not only light, but it distributes life-giving charge that animates life itself through the solar wind. And in this capacity, you feel and sense the flow of that charge through your body in the same way that the earth experiences that charge through her body as she receives it. And in this space, as you become aware of that increased electrical charge flowing through your being, you can see that what is arising and awakening within you is the unfolding light code that we know as resolving duality. It's as if you are standing in the center of this light code, so that all of the charge that is being transmitted is now gathering in the central column of the code. You are the light code. And the light code is also cosmic and planetary. You are held as a bridge between that which is unseen and that which then becomes manifest. And the flowing charge from the sun as it strikes the planet awakens within the very core of the earth the diamond dragons, the serpents of transformation, the serpents, fire-breathing serpents, dragons that distribute and help to distribute the transforming charge as clear, bright, white, laser-like light. And the dragons that awaken at the center of the earth, each one of them has a particular identity or frequency that is aligned with you. And from this pool of writhing light, the core of the planet, your dragon emerges to make its way to you. Firing up your Earth Star energy center as it touches and comes into contact with your energy fields, with this code. Merging with you as an element of the natural force of life itself. You are the dragon, and the dragon is you. You are the diamond, and the diamond is you. You are the creative force, and the creative force is you. The dragon itself enters your field and makes its way up this central column of light that has gathered all of the charge that is being delivered from the highest cosmic sources. And it actually absorbs all of that charge, bathing itself and amplifying the brightness of that light through its being. And when it is full up, it needs to discharge that energy. And in the same way as the earth seeks to discharge the flow of electrical energy through its being in the form of lightning, the dragon itself, residing and writhing and moving within your central core column, discharges that energy as bolts of lightning from your core column, from your nervous system into your blood, energizing everyone of those octahedral core molecules within your hemoglobin cells. Lightning firing up your blood. For it is your blood that then transports this vibrant energy into every cell of your body. And just like you can imagine these lightning strikes upon the surface of the earth, the lightning strikes within your being. Clear the air, clear the space. You can almost smell the ozone that's produced through the fire that is ignited, the white fire within your body. Lightning being sent out in all directions, wherever it needs to go. You may find that there are areas in your body where more energetic impulse is needed in order to stir up the blood, to get it moving and out of its stagnant dormancy. You are in the center of a virtual energetic storm. Allow yourself in this still space to experience the intense activity and firing up of all within your body. And the same way as the earth responds with all of this increased charge, with earthquakes and volcanoes, you experience the breaking apart of various aspects of your being, releasing more of what has been held underground, deep within your unconscious, trapped in bubbles beneath the surface, and they are released. Like those pockets are released from deep undersea earthquakes. They are released from within your being, freeing you through the power of this lightning from long-held patterns, ancestral bondage. Allow this to continue throughout your being. And in the same way as the volcanic eruptions manifest upon the surface of the earth, your blood rushes through various parts of your being, like a volcano erupting, the lid blowing off, the dormancy unleashed into action and activity. And your blood rushes through all of your organs, your brain, alive and alight, with these constant streams of energy pouring in from the cosmos, being soaked up by the diamond dragon, being breathed with laser-like white fire through your being. You and the earth and the cosmos are one. Your heart blossoms and opens as it is released from the confines and the constraints of old hurts, of disappointments, of pain, trauma, sadness. And it opens to receive and be ignited with the fiery passion of joy, of love, of you. Breathe. Know that your entire being is being brought alive. The truth of who you are becomes evident with each strike, with each breath, with each pulse. Notice and be aware as your awareness is expanded into the natural world, how life itself rearranges around the events that are taking place. Forming new communities, new habitats, new expressions. How some forms of life give way to new births, new forms, as they disintegrate within the fire, unable to withstand the frequencies. They die and are released from their role. And yet, the blueprints for new life forms lie in wait, simply waiting for the ignition, for their appearance. All is in perfect and divine order. And breathe. And the dragon, having completed its purpose for this moment in time, now begins to withdraw back from the core column down into the earth, leaving you alive and alight with piercing brilliance, the diamond light of your being. And as it does, the blue of the background of the light code is almost like a soothing storm, waterfall, the rain that flows after the storm, soothing, calming, easy. Be aware of this pale blue soothing light, now infusing your body. For it has space to bring its gentleness into your physical body, into your heart, into your mind, and it drips through your brain, calming, moving through your body, cleansing the water within your blood, leaving beautiful sparks of light like the sunshine upon the surface of a clear lake. What has been ignited within your blood is visible through the water and the plasma that carries the blood cells, sparks of incredible light. In the water and the fluid that bathes your organs, that surrounds your heart, your lungs, gently rippling. And the light shines from beneath the surface, for the light remains at the core of you. Breathe. And know beyond all doubt that you our love. Be aware of the knowingness that ripples throughout your entire being. And in this gentle space where the cacophony and the seeming violence of the lightning strikes has eased, ask the question for which you have been wanting to obtain the knowingness of your own wisdom and your own answers. Speak the question into the waters of your being and allow yourself to know the response as it moves within you. Let it flow. And with a deep breath in now, that beautiful light code appears to fold in on itself like a flower that closes at the end of the day, but it enfolds within itself the brilliance of the light that connects with the endless eternal flow and source of life itself, enfolding it within, withdrawing it deep into your being, ready to flower whenever it needs to open, to restore your energy and your connection. For you are spirit intimately connected within and through your body. That is the ultimate resolution of the duality of our life, of your life in human form upon this planet. Take it within your being and allow it to come to rest wherever it needs to, shrinking, becoming smaller and smaller as you breathe it in, and your body begins to generate a different level of awareness within you, for you, through you. Become aware of your skin, of your boundaries, as you now breathe in and breathe out. Bring your energy back towards you. Knowing that you remain connected, and yet having the duality of both awarenesses at the same time. Breathe in, breathe out, coming home to yourself in this moment, in this place. Breathe in once more. Breathe out. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and return. Bring your awareness back into the now. And welcome back.